We're up to Ayin Zayin on the base. Shemen kedei losuch ever cotton. The amount of shemen that you chayiv to carry it out is the amount that's needed to shmear on an ever cotton. Amri dvei Rabbi Yanai, shemen kedei losuch ever cotton, shel cotton ben yomo. What it means is a small ever, and the Rashi says that means one of the joints of the pinky. And the Tosfos Rid says it means the whole pinky, and the Rambam says it means the small toe. But aver cotton, the small, what's it called, limb of a cotton benyomo, of a day-old child. It's a very small, small limb, small person. May say, shemen kedei losuch aver cotton, the cotton benyomo. Bryson says that shemen is enough either to be soch, an aver cotton, this is the way the Gemara understands the Braisa now, or cotton benyomo, or of a cotton benyomo. My love, aver cotton, the aver godel shall cotton benyomo. It's one of two shiurim. Either the small limb of an adult, or even the big limb of a baby. Samara says, Amri chod de verabiane lo, pochi kamar. No, that's what the Braisa means. Shemen kedei losuch aver cotton shall cotton ben yomo. They go together, not two separate things. It means the small limb of a one-day-old child. Leimet tanoi. Let's say that this is a machlokas tanoi. Shemen kedei losuch aver cotton the cotton ben yomo divrei Shimon ben Elazar. Rav Nosson omer kedei losuch aver cotton. Right, the Tanakama holds that. Well, Rav Shimon ben Elazar holds that aver cotton the cotton ben yomo. And the Rav Nosson says, Aver cotton. My lab, what's the difference between them? Rav Shimon Elazar Sover, Aver cotton, shall cotton. That it means, like we explained the other Brysa, that Aver cotton, the cotton ben yomo, is the same thing. And it's going on the same person. It has to be a small limb of a small person. Rav Nosson Sover, Aver cotton, the godel, or Aver godel, the cotton. And Rav Nosson holds it up. Either the small limb of an adult, or even a large limb of a cotton. But enough to shmear on a baby's pinky, that's not enough. Versus low. Kule alma aver cotton to cotton benyoma low. Everybody holds not like Rav Yanai. If it's only enough to shmear on the pinky of a baby, that's not enough shemen to be chayav achatas. The less of the Rav Yanai. And no one holds like Rav Yanai. The Hacha B'Hacha Mithligi. Rav Shimon Elazar Sover Aver Cotton De Godel, the Aver Godel De Cotton Ben Yoma. He had Dodi Nim. Rav Shimon Elazar holds that either a pinky of an adult or a large Aver of a baby are the same shear. Rav Nosson Sover Aver Cotton De Godel in Aver Godel De Cotton Ben Yoma Lo. And Rav Nosson are not the same shear, and only if you have enough Shemin for an Aver. Aver cotton of a godel, that's the shear, but an aver godel of a cotton benyomo is less than the shear. My havi Allah, my so what's the halacha? Toshma, the tanya of Shimon Elazar Omer, shemen kedei losuch aver cotton shall cotton benyomo. And the halacha is like Rabbi Yanai, that the shear is the smallest shear, either the pinky of a baby, of a one day old baby, or the one of the joints of the pinky, or the small toe. Okay, Rashi. Aver cotton, echad mi pirkei etzba ktana. Rashi learns one of the joints of the pinky. The godel shall adam godel. V'hai cotton aver cotton. The word cotton is going back as an adjective to the limb. Small limb, but not small person. Inami aver godel shall cotton. Or a large limb of a baby. The high cotton agapra coin. Cotton then is an adjective describing the person. The low aver, not on the limb. Low aver cotton, the cotton akula milsakoi. And Rav Nosson says, no, it's going on everything. Cotton goes back both on the person and on the limb. Aver cotton shall goof cotton. Drip shimin vachikomer. Kidei losu bo aver cotton, the cotton yehe haguf ben yomo. That's what Rav Shimon Elazar holds. He holds you need both. Aver cotton of a cotton. And Rav Nosson Sover had cotton amrinan, o ha'aver, o ha'guf, avotrei cotton ilo. And Rav Nosson holds either that you need a small aver of a godel or a big aver of a cotton, but not a small aver of a cotton. Hachi Garcina, the Kulei Alma Eber Cotton shall cotton ben Yom Alo. Everybody holds, not like Rav Yanni, the less of Rav Yanni. Rav Shimon Elazar, O Oktani, O Eber Cotton shall godl, O Lehepach, the Kulei Chad Shiure. And Rav Shimon Elazar holds that the Eber Cotton of a godl, or the Eber godl of a cotton, the same shear. What's it called? Rav Nosson holds not like that. He holds that only the Aver cotton of a godl is a shear, but not the Aver godl of a cotton binyom. Toshma, with Rav Yanei Tanoi. Now we bring a raya that Rav Yanei is taka, there's a machlokas Tanoi in Rav Yanei, and the halacha is like Rav Yanei. Okay, let's go on. Mayim kidei loshu kohenes akilor. Water is enough to use in an ointment to put on your eyes. Omer Abaye michti. Kol milsa de shricha velo shricha, ozul rabban and basa de shricha lakula. Something that the usage is common in two ways. So the one of the common ones that's lakula. Okay? Kol milsa de shricha velo shricha. If you have something that's common and something that's uncommon. So then the shear goes after the common one, even if it's lakula. In other words, if something is used for something usually and something unusually, so if then the shear of the usual one is a bigger shear, so you wouldn't be chayiv unless you carried out a bigger shear. So then we follow the more common one, the usual usage, even though it's a kula. Shricha, the shricha, if it has two uses and they're both usual, also rabban and basar the shricha lechumra. Then you go after the usual one that is the more chomer, the smaller shear. Okay? So where they're both usual, then the shear is the more chomer one. So the Gemara says like this. So if that's the rule, then yayin shtiyaso shricha, refuaso lo shricha. More people drink wine than use wine for medicinal purposes. So azur rabbanim vaso shtiyaso de shricha lekula. Therefore, the shear of wine is the drinking shear, which is a bigger shear than what people use in medicines. So you're not chayiv on carrying out wine unless you carry out the bigger shear. Because the shear for using for medicines is lo shchiach. That's not a usual usage of wine. Cholav, achilaso shchicha, refuaso lo shchicha. Cholav, the same thing. More people eat milk or drink milk then what's it called? Then use it for refuah. So azul rabbanan basrachilasa lakula. Same thing over there. They use the bigger shear, which is the shear of eating, even though you won't be chayiv achatas unless you take out the bigger shear. That's lakula. Dvash achilasa shricha refuasa shricha. By dvash, however, there's no replacement. By milk and wine, you could use water instead. But by dvash, there's nothing that is similar to dvash that you could use to put on these wounds. So dvash is equally usual to be used as a food or easily used to be as a medicine. So therefore, azur rabbanim basar refuasa lechumra. Therefore, they went after the usual usage, which is medicinal, even though there's another usual usage, which is eating, and the eating shear will be a bigger shear, which means lekula, they went after the smaller shear lechumra, since they're both usual. Elamayim michti, but how about water? So all of these fit that rule. Shtiyaso shchicha, refuaso lo shchicha. By water, more people drink water than use water for these, what's it called, for these refuals, because you could use the other things too. You could use cholav and you could use yayin. So you have other possibilities of water, but water, more people drink water than use it for refuah. So my time, ozer abonim basar refuaso lo chumra. If that's the case, then why is the shear of water the smaller shear that's used for medicine rather than the bigger shear which would be used for drinking? Rabbaya Biglila Shana. So Baya says the Mishnah is talking in Galil, where Rashi says they were very, very poor, and therefore what's it called? Let's see Rashi. Rashi's till now. Michti Kol Milsa the Shricha Velo Shricha Kol Shishiuro Chachamim Leinyan Shabbos. The huroi l'shnei dvarim, something that has two uses. Chad shricha, v'chad lo shricha. One is normal, is common, and one is not so usual, not so common. So azul rabbanan b'shiuran basar d'shricha, v'afilu hikula. And the rabbanan then use the usual usage for the shear, even if that's a kula. Sheshiura gadol, the shear was bigger than the unusual usage. Amrinin stamei l'ha'avid, We say the person stam is what's it called, is intending to use it for its usual use. The lo amrin hoel the chazi nami the nilsachrisi shishura cotton nasal basra the chumra afopid lo shricha. And we don't say that since it is used for other things, even though it's not usual to be used for that, that we should be machmir and mechayv machatas to the smaller shear. We don't say that. Shricho shricho, the hecha the shricho tarvayu, azlin lechumra, umisharin v'shur ezuta. Where, however, both usages are usual and common, then we go after the more chomer one, the smaller one. Refuasa lo shricho, kigon lashu bo kilar. The afagav the chazila, the ika de ovid bechalavisha, the ika de ovid bemaya. The chosin al hayayin shadom of yikarn. By wine, refuasa is not shricho, because people would rather use water or milk than use wine, because wine is more expensive. Hilkach ozul basar shtiyasu. Therefore, by wine, the shear is the larger shear, lakula, the drinking shear. The shear b'chdim is zikas kos. The afagav de lakula, sheyesh kan shear godel, the chen chalav nami, chazi lachila v'lashav kila. Milk also, you could use for drinking, or you could use an ointment. Umiyo lo shchicha, but the ointment is not as usual as the drinking. Sorry, afamayim ruyim lakak, because you could use water. Why should you use milk? So therefore, people drink milk more than they use it for ointments. The yesh osu mimayim, hilka chazi rabbanim basrachilaso, v'shi'uro b'chdei gmiya, afagav de kulei. Therefore, they chose the larger shear, even though it's a kula. However, when it comes to honey, using it for an ointment and using it to eat are equally common. Therefore, the shear is a smaller shear, l'chumra. Since both of them are usual, l'chumra bo'in on l'shure. Therefore, we take the smaller shear, the more chumra shear, as a shear. Rifuasa lo shricha, sharishan mashkim rilakach. But water, lechora, medicinal purposes of water, is less shriyaf than drinking. Because for the medicinal purpose, you could use two other liquids, three other liquids. The yeshof and kilo b'shar mashkin. Ushtiyaso shriyacha, sherov shtiyas mayim heim, she'en adam shosi yayin lechot smov, kiim lesudaso. Rashi says, people drink water even not for the meal. They drink water when they're thirsty. Mashekim wine, you don't drink wine when you're thirsty, you drink wine with a meal. And that's where Moshe Feinstein teaches up Chemer Medina. Something that's substituted for wine in a certain place can be used for Kiddush, Abdullah, whatever. So Rav Moshe says Chemer Medina, therefore, is something that you don't drink just when you're thirsty. You drink it as a kibud together with a meal, whatever, right? You only serve it when together with a meal, for guests. But you don't drink it just out of thirst. That's why he holds that soda is something that people drink when they're thirsty. You don't just use it as a kibud and drink it together with a meal. Therefore, soda is not considered chemer medina. That's what he says. Beglila shanu, shehein aniyim. In Galo, there were poor people. Umakpidim bedover muat. V'chosen al yayin v'cholav lashu kila. They never used milk or wine to put in ointments. They were so poor, they couldn't afford it. The ain shof in Elabaman, they only used water. The hilkach rufuwasu nomi shricha. Therefore, water was just as common for them for drinking and using in ointments. Uboin lamesh l'chumra, that's like what did the smaller shear l'chumra. That's how Rashi learns. Others learned, Rabbeinu Chananel says that, what's it called, that in Galil, they had a special water that was very medicinal. And therefore, the water was better than the milk and the wine for ointments, and that's what they used. And Tosus learns, Mamish, before, we had Tosus before, Mem Zayin, Tosus learns in Galu they had tremendous amounts of wine. And they didn't use water except for, they drank only wine. They didn't drink water. They had such an abundance of wine that they used wine even stam to quench the thirst. And therefore, what's it called, they didn't use water, they only used water for refuah. They didn't use water for drinking. So those are three different pshatim in what the Galila shana.
In that case, could wine mean grape juice? I mean,
what?
Wine could also mean grape juice in that case? In other words,
yeah.
They weren't probably all drunk all the time.
Or they had a high endurance to wine since they drank it all the time. Not everybody gets drunk, what?
They didn't mean grape juice. Grape juice, there's no way to preserve it.
Oh, but the Gemara speaks about grape juice. The Gemara says, Yai Megito. It's kosher for Kiddush. The Gemara speaks about drinking grape juice.
No way to preserve it.
So they drank it fast.
Drank
no, Mara speaks about drinking grapes. Mara speaks about yain
begita. They used to preserve it in the rivers, in the cold rivers.
Okay. Shana Rav. Rava Omar, Afilu Tema Bishar Mekomos. Rava says, no, it could be talking even in other places, not only in Galil, where it was special that water was as common for refuah as it was for drinking. Even in other places. Kiddush Shmuel. Domer Shmuel, Kol Shikaine Mosu Metalale, Levar Mimaya de Mosu Velo Metalale. People still would rather use water for their ointments rather than milk and wine, because milk and wine, they heal, but they also leave a crust, right? And therefore, it's not a great refuah on the eye because you have a crust of wine or milk on your eye. Now, shaking water heals; it doesn't leave any layer of a crust on your eye. Rashi, kol shekaini, kol mashkim sheshof menkiler, any liquid that you put into an ointment for the eye, masu hacholi, they heal. Umetalali mesachin alayayin, but they also leave a cover over the eye. Umoni mariso achiichle mariso legamri. It may shehin avim v'niglodim kimin devek shekorin glues. It's like glue. Now it leaves a sticky, what's a cover over your eye. So people don't like to use milk and wine in the ointments. Barni maya dadifi mikula. Water is better to use. The masu, because it heals. Velo metalali, and it doesn't leave a crust. Shenivloim miyat. They're absorbed into the skin completely. Only govi mahera. They dry out. They evaporate. The lonely glod in agave ha'ayin. They don't form a crust over the eye. Okay. Vishar kol hamashkim revius. All other liquids besides honey, wine, water, and milk, which have a separate shear, all the other liquids are with revius. That's what the Tanakhama says. Tanakh Rabbanan. Dam v'chol minei mashkim revius. Blood and all other kinds of liquids have the shear as revius. Reb Shimon ben Elazar, Omer, dam kidei lichol ba'ayin achas, shekein kochlim min barakis. Okay? Dam is a different shear, smaller shear, because it's just as usual to use as an eye ointment for barakis. Barakis is some kind of protrusion that protrudes out of the eye. Some kind of growth in the eye that this dam, umayninu, what dam do you use to put on this protrusion? Dama de tarnigolis bra, a wild chicken, wild hen is what you use, its blood, to put on this protrusion from the eye. Rav Shimon Gamliel Omer, dam kidei lachul bo ayin achas, shekein kochlin li yorud. Rav Shimon Gamliel says, dam is enough to put an ointment in one eye, because that's what they use for yorud. Yorud, Rashi says, two pshatim, see? One is that the little white specks in the eye, or, let's see, Rashi, shekein kochlin li barakis, maila sheboletis b'ayin. Some kind of protrusion that comes out of the eye. What? Stein, maybe. Umayin, whom is a dam kochlin also? What blood do you use for, let's call it a stein. Okay. Li yorud tavlul. Right, yorud, Rashi says, is tavlul, which is a where the black of the eye and the white of the eye are mixed together. It's causing the Lord of bolil, I think. That's a tavlul. Anybody have the English, what he says?
Cataract?
Okay, cataract. With a tosefta ra'isi l'chorur, the hein tipos dako shalovin hanolodas ba'ayin. And in the Tosefta it says that the little white specks that go into the eye. So both of those things don't protrude from the eye. So umayniu, which blood is good for that? Doma de krustina. Rashi, krustina atolev shikorin talfa. Rashi says it's a bat. And I saw the art scroll says it's a mole. I don't know where you get that from. But Rashi says it's a bat. And others say it's a mole. Okay, as the Gemara says, you can know which one to use. Shouldn't get mixed up and use bat blood for the wrong kind of eye problem, right? The simanach go bra libra, outside for outside, meaning a wild hen lives outside, so that's good for things that protrude from the eye, and bra, libra, and the ones that live inside, bats or whatever, or more private kinds of thing, live in caves or whatever. So those are what's it called, good for the, no, the opposite, what's it called, the one that's for inside is for instincts inside the eye, and the ones that are for outside are for the outside the eye. Rashi. Go, Krustina, Motsui Besocha Yishu, Shahu Liorud, Shushakua Besocha Ayin. Right, this, the bat lives inside the Yishu. Bats are basically what are called not wild outside, they live where people live. And therefore, what's it called? That's for something inside the eye. The bra, Domed Tarnigolus, bra, a wild Tarnigolus doesn't live in the Yishu. It runs around wild in the deserts or whatever, la baroki shiboletus, that's for something that protrudes from the eye. Okay. Bamedvarim amurim, bemotzi. All of these shiurim are only for somebody who stam took out, what's it called, these things on Shabbos, stam. So then you have to go after the shiur that's normally used. Avol b'matzniya koshu chayv. But a person who puts away any of these things for a special purpose that he has, then for whatever amount that he puts out, he chayav for kol shu, because he was machshav that. He put it away, right, in order to take out later, and then even if he forgot himself or whatever, he took it out, he's chayav on even a kol shu. Rav Shimon Omer, Bamot Medvar Morim Matzniya. All these shiurim are only for a matzniya. Avon b'motzi eino chayav ele b'revis. But motzi, all things are chayav revis. There's no other shiur. Only if somebody put this away for an ointment or whatever, then he's chayav with the smaller shiur. But if he didn't put it away specifically, then all the things are revis. Umodim chachom l'Rav Shimon, b'motzi shovkin l'shus harabim shishurim b'revis. And the chachomim are molded to Rav Shimon, that if you are motzi shovkin, what's it called, wastewater, to into l'shus harabim, then the shiur is revis. Okay, there, it's always a revis, Rashi. Bamedvar Mwinda Bein Shi'ura B'motzi Rosh Hashanah. When do you need a shiur that all these different shiurim are? That's dafka, if you stam, take it out. Avo b'hamatzni, avo tzio, chayi b'chol shu. A person who put it away, even with a smaller shiur, and he took it out, he's chayi b'chol shu. L'kamei porich atu matzni ala motzi, later on the ones that ask, Matzmi is also motzi. What do you mean? Only a motzi. The matzmi also has to be motzi. So what's the mean? Rav Shimon Omer, Bamedvar Amorim, the Bechayev B'shir Azuta, Ki Hai, when are you Chayev with a smaller shear? Never Chayev with a smaller shear, stop. The matzniya, B'shir Hazev, Chosav Atzia. Only a person who put it away for an ointment, and then he carried it out, he's going to be Chayev with the amount for an ointment. But a person who didn't put it away for an ointment, even though it's used also for an ointment, then the shear is revis. That's what Rav Shimon holds. Avo b'motzi, adam shelo hitznio, v'hotzio, eino chayiv, ela b'revis. A person who didn't put it away for a specific purpose, he's going to be chayiv only revis. B'motzi shofchim, adam shelo hitznio, eino chayiv, ela b'revis. A person who didn't put away these wastewater for a special purpose is going to be chayiv only for revis. D'botzer mihochi lo chosu. Less than a revis, shofchim is not fit for anything. K'le kamon l'gabel kid. Later on, they're going to explain what's it used for. Right, use it to make plaster, tit, cement, whatever. So that less than a revius, a person doesn't make cement. Samara says, "Omar Mar, Bamedvar Mamrim Bamotzi, Avo Matzniya Kolshu." Right, when do we say that these shiurim, right, are significant? That's if you stam take it out. Then it depends what's usual, what's not usual, whatever. But if you put it away for a specific purpose, and your purpose necessitated even a smaller amount, even a kol shehu, then you're chayiv in a kol shehu. Av matzniya kol shehu. The Gemara says, atu matzniya la motzi. What does it mean? Only a motzi, but not a matzniya. The matzniya also had to be motzi later on. You're not chayiv for being matzniya. Elama, you're chayiv for being motzi and after the matzniya. So what do you mean? Only a motzi. Right? There's no, you can't contrast motzi and matzniya. The Talmud, his Rebbe, told him, go and make room. We're going to eat. Go and clear off the table. Halach upon lo davar chashuv, and he went, and the Rebbe had something important there on the table, and which he was machshiv, right, even with a small amount, and the Talmud went and took that into a shusarabim. By mistake. So lekol chashuv, what's it called? Upon lo davar chashuv. If he took something that was choshev to everybody, so he's chayev, that's a call no matter what. Everybody will be chayev, not only the Talmud. Dover she'eino choshev lakol, but something that's not important to everybody, only to the Rebbe, so iatznei rabbe mechayev aloi. If the Rebbe put it aside, right, because he considered it important, then even the Talmud is chayev taking that out, even though he didn't put it away. We'll see in a second why. And if not, then even the Talmud is not chayiv. The Rebbe wasn't matzniya, then you go with bustle the regular shir. Rashi. Atu matzniya la motzihu. Halo ein mischayiv ela yidei hotzah. In the end, bottom line, you're chayiv not for the matzniya, for the hotzah. What does it mean? Ela ha-matzniya. So elamai, om rabaya, hocha v'talmud. You go in shuli denagri. Right? Not that after Talmud of Torah. An apprentice. Okay, a carpenter's apprentice. Sheomer lo rabo lechu pnei li makom. He said, go make room. And the guy forgot it was Shabbos, and he made the room. He carried the thing into Rosh Hashanah. Dover shechashiv lekol mechayiv alei. The afal gav v'lo atzni rabbi letzarcho. Even if the Rebbe didn't put it away specifically, but if it's a regular thing, right, so it's what's it called, something that there's a shear that normal people use on yechayiv. Dover she'eino choshev lakol, v'hochi kamri. The med dvar mamrin da be'in shura de choshev. When do you need a shear that's choshev? If you're motzi it, the motzi kolomer v'dover she'eino cholelech bo ela achar hotzasa. Something that the only consideration is, what did you carry? If you carried something choshev, you didn't carry something choshev. V'hotzasa so zeh. Sh'amach shovet kluya v'zeh she'hotzi. The only, what's it called, you need these shiurim for somebody who carried it out, and only his machshav is choshev. Aval b'matzniya, b'dover sheyesh cholei l'chachar machshav shel matzniya. But if there was a matzniya before the hotzah, if somebody put it away before you were motzi, and you could go after his machshav, then you're chayiv even for a lesser shear, and based on the machshav of the person who's matzniya. Kigon ha-matzniya kol shehu chayiv zeh ha-motziya. Rav Shimon b'Lazar Amra. And this goes, right, Rashi says, according to Rav Shimon ben Elazar, right, who holds v'ozel etamei, the Amar Pirkin Leil, the v'dover shein matzni and kamo v'huch shel azev itzni on nischai azev mashavtos azev. Rav Shimon ben Elazar holds that even the person who's not matzni it, but if anybody was matzni it and somebody else was motzi it, the fact that somebody was matzni it gives it chashivas, and even if somebody else who wasn't matzni it carries out, he's chayiv. And Tosfos asks on him, and he says that this mashav from the Gemara is only talking about a Talmud. Now, Rashi learned that the Talmud is only the Gemara gave that as an example because that's usually who listens to somebody else, right? But it would be with anybody. Anybody's matzniya, and anybody carried it out would be chayiv. And the Talmud is only a marshal just because that's the usual case where people listen to each other, right? The Rebbe tells the Talmud to go clear off the table. But not because dafka, the Talmud, is chayiv because what the Rebbe was matzniya. That's how Rashi learns. Tosis learns that this is a third sheet, that Dafka Rebbe in a Talmud. If the Rebbe was Matzniya, even though the Talmud wasn't Matzniya, the Talmud is chayiv for what the Rebbe is Matzniya. But another person, if somebody else was Matzniya something, and I took it out, I'm a chayiv because of his machshava. Rav Shimon Elazar holds, but it applies to anybody. Let's see, one second, there's three different sheets over here. But according to Rashi, it's only two. Could have said it's talking about the person who's matzniya himself, and said the meaning is like this: if you're motzi it without hatzna, so then you're chayiv for the shiur. If you were matzniya at first and then you were motzi it, then you're chayiv for a smaller shiur too. Then you chayiv for a smaller amount. Since we heard Rav Shimon Elazar said nischayiv zeh machshava shel zeh, we're talking about two different people, so therefore it set it up with a case where somebody was matzniya and somebody else was motziya. the Koshkin Motsia Uaslo, surely he himself took it out. So in here, so we have again the Machlokas Rashi and Tosfos. Rashi holds that this halach is only according from Shimon Lazar, and it's Lav Dafka Talmud and Rebbe. Tosfos holds that it applies even to the Tanakama, and by a Talmud and a Rebbe, even the Tanakama holds that the Talmud is chayiv with the Machshava of the Rebbe, either because he's an extension of the Rebbe, the Rosh says, Yado ki Yad Rabo, the Ritva says because he's Meshubid to the Rebbe. So therefore the Machshava of the Rebbe is significant to the Talmud, even according to the Tanakama, who holds that if somebody else would have been Matzniya it, and a Stama person would take it out, it's not chayiv with the Machshava of the Matzniya. And the Meiri therefore says there's three days. The Tanakama holds that you're never chayiv in Machshava Sachir, like Tosfos. The Rav Shimon Elazar holds everybody's chayiv with somebody else's machshav. If somebody is matzniya, anybody who takes it out is chayiv, that's Moshir. And the Tana, this Tana holds, not everybody's chayiv, but a Talmud, yes, would be chayiv, if his Rebbe was matzniya it. And the halach is like this Tana. The Rambam, the Maishas, does not machalik. Either he holds a grashi, that this only goes according to Rav Shimon Elazar, right? And there's no difference between a Talmud and a regular person. We don't pass on like Rav Shimon Elazar. And therefore, you're never chayiv if somebody else was Matzniya, right, even a Rebbe, or he paskins like the Tanakhama, and he holds that what's it called, that in a Hanami, this is a third sheet that we don't paskin like it. Not like the Miri who says we paskin like this third sheet. Okay. Go on. Omar Mar. Modim Chachomim L'Rab Shimon, B'motzi Shofkin L'Shuzaram, Shishur M'Ravis. The Chachamim Modus Rav Shimon that by Shofchim there the shear is Ravis. There's no smaller shear. You take something, waste water, right? It's the water that's thrown out, that's a Ravis. Moshe Shofchim Lamai Chazu. What are Shofchim fit for? Rav Yirmiyah Legabel Venesatid. To make mortar. Vatanya Tid Kdei Lasus Ben Pikur. The mice of the amount of tit that you have to take out in order to be chayiv achatos is a very small amount, enough to make a thing where they heat up metals, right? A crucible that's made for heating up metals. So they have a hole in the top to put the bellows in to give it air to make the fire very, very hot. So around that hole they put a little tit. So the bellows will go in and out easily. So they make a border around it. So it's a very small amount of tit, very small amount of water that would go into that tit. Not a ravias, for sure. You don't need a ravias of water to make that amount of tit that's enough for the mouth of the bellows. Lokash. So why does it say that shofchim you need a ravias in order to make tit? When tit itself, right, is the shear is a very small shear. Lo kasha. Ha de migbo, ha de lo migbo. The fishi. Oh, you know, I'm torech with gabel tit lasos pikur. Now, it's where it's already made, so a person will carry out. That amount of tit is important. But nobody's going to go and make tit for less than that would necessitate less than a revius of water. You're not going to go to the bother of making tit to begin with. And if you make it, you make a good amount. And then you use it, whatever. But you don't make only a little bit. So if you have the water that's made to make the tit, then people don't make tit of less than the amount that would need a revius of water. On the other hand, if you already have made tit, then that's choshev to use for a little thing. So if you carry out the tit, you're going to be chayiv for a smaller shear. Rashi. Pikur. Nekev shenosnim bo hamapuach. This is the hole that you put the bellows into. V'shiura zuto. It's a very small shear. Revius chazi legabel tuva. With a revius, you can make a lot of tit, much more than's needed to put around this hole for the bellows. The kivan dotzos tit chashiva bichtei pikur. Since the tit itself is chashiv with this very small shear, bo'inen nami l'shiure b'hanach ta'avdi l'tit bichtei gibel pikur. So you should need the amount of water to make that amount of tit, which would be a small amount of water, not a revius. The migbul kvar choshev bichtei pikur. If it's already made the tit, then it's choshev with that small amount. Aval zesh adayin lo migbul. But if we're talking about tit that wasn't made yet, and therefore the water is to make the tit. Einu nishar bekach, you don't make the shear with that small amount. The fishing on torech legabel shear muad kazet. Nobody goes to the bother of making tit if he's only making that small amount. The involved legabel megabel yoser v'osav u'tvar machir. You make a lot and you use it for other things, right? Even though you only need it for this, you make already an important amount and you use it, and that amount necessitates a revius of wastewater.